主耶稣圣名啊，我们继续来谈大祭司的圣衣啊。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we shall continue with the garment of the priest.
大祭司的圣衣里面，我们谈过内袍、外袍。
And in the priestly garment, we have mentioned about the inner garment and also the outer garment.
我们应该有内在美，有外在美。
And we must have our beauty and also as well as inward beauty.
要这个内袍里面呢就是有五种颜色来织成的
And in the inner garment, it is woven with five colors of yarn.
我们的内心也不断要追求基督的内在美。
And we must always have a heart to continually pursue Christ.
那这个外袍它颜色是全蓝的。
And the outer garment is in blue.
也就是属天属灵的。
It represents that it belongs to heaven and the sky.
一个基督徒让人一看就知道这是一个信徒，是属灵的，有属灵的表现
We must let those non-believers to recognize us as Christians by looking at us.
因为我们一个信徒有信徒圣保罗说了圣徒的体统
Because Paul has mentioned about the manner as a Christian.
我们的言语，我们的行为，信与不信。是有分别的
And our language and our actions are much different from that of these Gentiles.
所以这个外袍原是全蓝的，让你看就知道这是属天属灵的
Therefore, the outer garment is all blue, which represents that it is of heaven and also of sky.
那它袍子的底边周围有这个石榴，有金铃铛
and also
石榴外袍的第二
and also at the outside of the outside at the edge of the garment there's also the point number two Pomegranate.
二的这个是三呐，二的。
Okay, around the skirt hangs the pomegranate.
那石榴里面很多籽
And inside the pomegranate, there's a lot of seed in there.
那个籽有点酸酸甜甜很好吃
And seeds taste a little bit sourish sweet, so it's kind of delicious.
表示信徒要像石榴一样结出美好的很多的属灵的果子
This means that as a Christian, we must bear fruit, many fruits.
人家听到我们的话，跟我们相处，觉得好像吃了美果一样感到很舒服很快乐
And when others hear the words that we speak, they must have a feeling that we are as if we are speaking out of a beautiful fruit.
要有金铃铛。
And also we must also have the golden bells.
我们讲过了这个金是非常宝贵的好像熬炼过的信心一样很宝贵的
and I did mention about gold which is very precious it is a gold that has gone under refineries
铃铛金的铃铛听起来声音很清脆很好听的
and the sound of the bells of the gold is crisp
表示它的言语它的表现都好像金子经过精炼过的，所以每句话都能够造就人的。
And it represents the speech and also the action of a person whose action and speech are much refined.
指着有好名声, 好见证,
which also represents that someone bears a good witness.
那这个外袍的底部啊, 是一个金铃铛一个, 一个石榴, 一个金铛铛, 一个石榴, 一个这样啊, 连起来的,
So around it, there's pomegranate and also the bell of gold, bells of gold, alternatively.
表示啊, 有好名声, 也有好果子, 好行为,
this means that one has good reputation and also bears good fruits.
也指着说能说又能行,
It means to say that someone who practice what they speak.
那我们也在提到了, 有这个以弗德,
now we have come on to the ephod.
以弗德也是就是等于一个 外面的长袍, 前面一片, 后面一片,
ephod is kind of garment that is similar to a rope that hangs both the front and back of the body.
长的背心啊,
It is a long vest.
一片在胸前, 一片在背后,
There's a piece in front and also another piece on the back.
一个服侍神的人, 不但有内在美, 外在美, 并且在人前人后, 都是非常华美的,
For someone who serves the Lord, he must have both inner beauty and also outside beauty, which means to say that before man and also behind man, he should be a righteous person.
不管人看得见看不见, 都是一样,
doesn't matter if it's visible to men, he is constant in his practices.
因为我们的行善不是做给人看的,
because doing good things is not to show off to others.
虽然啊, 在背后, 人看不见我们背后, 但是呢, 我们在背后啊, 也就是我们所做的, 也许在面前没有得到人称赞, 但是神还是纪念我们的, 神都查看的,
even though there are many good things that we have done behind people, which are not seen by others, it will be remembered by the Lord.
人前人后, 我们的行为, 我们的言行都是一致的, 都是一样华美的,
Before man and also behind man, we must always do what we speak.
这个以弗所啊, 以弗德啊, 身上啊, 还有两个肩带,
And on this ephod, there is also two shoulder pieces.
主耶稣要背负我们的痛苦重担,
And that means to say that Jesus has to bear all of our pain and sins.
所以我们应该要懂得来靠主常常喜乐,
therefore, we must always be joyful in the Lord.
那我们主不但让我们得到安息, 更要紧的, 我们如果能够 学主的, 父主的恶, 学子的样式, 我们还要享受安息, 不只是得到, 还要享受安息,
not only we imitate Christ, we must also bear his yoke to learn from him.
因为主的恶是, 容易的, 主的担子是轻省的,
because the yoke and the burden of the Lord is light.
我们有心做工, 挂念教会, 众教会的事情, 神会啊, 帮助我们, 让我们觉得很轻省, 不会啊, 不会啊, 感到压力太重啊,
If you have a heart to work for the Lord, and the Lord will make your burden lightened.
虽然保罗他说为众教会的事情, 好像, 这个重担压在他身上一样,
even though Paul said that there are many things happening in many of the churches, which takes quite a toll on him.
一个侍奉神的人应该就要有担当啊,
A person who serves the Lord must be able to take up responsibilities.
所以保罗说, 有谁软弱, 我不软弱,
Therefore, Paul says, if everyone else is weak, who can claim he himself is not weak?
有谁跌倒, 我不焦急呢?
There's no one who has fallen that I'm not anxious about.
他所挂心的不是自己什么私事，而是众教会的事情。
What he is anxious about is not over things of the people, but rather the things of the church.
所以我们信主之后，不只是说啊，我一个人把啊道理守好就好了，啊，我一个人可以得救就好了。
Therefore, after becoming Christians, we are not only concerning for our own salvations.
我们对教会、对神的圣工、对神、对人，我们都要有负担才对。
In anything that we do, we must be responsible for both man as well as God.
那第四节里提到这个肩带上面哈，肩带上面有两块宝石。
Over here, at point four, it states that there are two stones upon the shoulder pieces.
又称为纪念石。
It is also regarded as the stones of remembrance.
表示信徒啊。那是主耶稣所宝贵的啊。
This means that believers are treasured by the Lord.
那因为啊，这两块宝石啊，上面啊，刻有十二个支派的名字。
And on top of the two stones, they're engraved the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
表示主耶稣啊，永远不会忘记我们。
This means that God will always remember us.
所以当这个该隐啊打死了亚伯之后
therefore after Cain has slain his brother Abel,
主耶稣就问该隐了。
So, Jesus asked, Cain,
你的兄弟在哪里？
He asked him, where is your brother?
该隐怎么说？
And what did Cain replied?
我岂是看守我弟弟的吗？
He said, I'm not the watcher of my brother.
兄弟没有手足之情，他不会想到弟弟是我应该要看守的，我应该啊要互相关怀的。他啊，我岂是看守我弟弟的吗？他跟我什么关系？
Between these two brothers, they have shown no concern and love for one another.
其实亚伯已经被他打死了。
As a matter of fact, Abel has been killed by Cain.
主耶稣关心他所爱的每一位信徒。
Jesus is very concerned about his beloved believers.
我们就是他的儿女。
We are his children.
所以主耶稣才问该隐，你的弟弟在哪里？
Therefore, Jesus asked Cain that, where is your brother?
主耶稣到世上来就是要寻找羊羊。
The purpose of Jesus in this world is to seek the lost sheep.
每一位弟兄姐妹啊，每一位神的儿女，神都纪念，神都要照顾的。
Each individual in the Christ will be taken care of by Christ.
这个两块宝石上面是刻着十二个支派的名字。
So on top of the two stones, there are engraved the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
这十二支派就是雅各的祖孙，就是神的子民了。
And these 12 tribes are the descendants of Jacob, which also the people of God.
指着主都纪念我们每一位弟兄姐妹，每一位信徒，每一位他的儿女。
That means to say that God remember every single one of us.
是今天呢，我们弟兄姐妹也是一样哦。
Therefore, it is the same today. It applies to all brothers and sisters.
信了主，我们应该啊要有负担。
After believing in Christ, we must be able to carry up our responsibility.
要护主的恶，学子的样式。
We must take up his yoke and also imitate him.
每位弟兄姐妹都会放在我们心上的。
Every brother and sister is will be part of our concerns.
我们都要纪念他们，要来关怀他们。
We must always remember them and also show our concern for them.
主耶稣也曾经说啊，凡父所交给我的，我一个也不让他失落。
Jesus ever said this, for those who has entrusted to him, he will never for forget about them.
是教会要去牧养信徒，怎么样来牧养？
So the church must learn how to pastor the people.
必须要有规划。
There must be a plan to it.
所以我们在牧养教会的常常把这信徒所分布的这个图拿出来，把每一位信徒分布的地方把它标出来，然后去分区牧养，一个都不让它失落掉。
Usually the way how we conduct our pastoral work, it is to pull out a map and plot down the locations where the brothers and sisters reside, and then we divide it into regions so that we will not miss out any single one of our brothers and sisters.
有时候，出来的时候发现这个教连信徒房屋连册通通没有把它整理得很完整。你怎么去牧养信徒？怎么掌握信徒呢？
Sometimes I do find some of the churches they don't even have a list of names for visitation. Then I was asking, how are you going to pastor all these people?
尤其我们在国外的教会，有的新开拓地区根本就很少有传道的。
Especially some of the newly established church in a western area, they are conducting services without ministers.
谁要去做这些事情？
So who are supposed to do all these works?
是我们每一位弟兄姐妹要互相关怀。
It is the responsibility of every single brother and sister.
当然教会人多健全起来就要有这个完整的事工的指出。
It is intuitive that when the church is growing, that we must start to have a good plan and organization.
事工人员必须要做好培训工作。
And there must be a training provided for the workers.
我也讲过，要达到人人有事做，事事有人负责才可以。
As I have mentioned that everybody in the church must have something to do, and all the works must be entrusted to brothers and sisters to be done.
信徒在教会里面没有吃闲饭的。
There should not be anyone who is kicking back in the church.
每一个人都知道我在圣工上我当承担什么工作，我应该做什么工作。
Each and everyone must have a realization of the duty that they have to do.
圣工不应该落在少数几个人身上，这个绝对做不好，因为人的恩赐有限，体力有限，时间有限，一个人能够做多少呢？
Therefore, church work should not be only entrusted to a minority of people. How can they ever spend all their effort and time on such a big job?
你看圣经把教会比喻作基督的身体。
Because the Bible has regard the church as the body of Christ.
你看，神造人的身体，那个指足非常精密哦。
As we see how God has created man, we are made to be so sophisticated.
四肢五官五脏六腑都过失其职。
All of our organs and parts, all are so harmonized into one.
搭配的都很好。
And each and every part just come into a harmony piece.
你叫手去做脚的工作，一定做得很别扭。
And if you were to ask your hands to perform the functions of your feet, that will be much more difficult.
有些人好像很全才，什么都会他也会说做手，也会做脚如果手来做脚的工作，那这个人是要特技表演的要倒立来工作的。
We could find some people, they regard themselves as a superman. They take up a different kind of job without winking.
是教会里面有时候很多工作集中在少数人身上。这个人好像在特技表演。
And there are so many.
做脚也会用手走路什么都会，什么都他。 这个不正常啊。
And there are so many work and duty entrusted to this one person as if he's doing a stunning show. I regard that as an abnormal situation.
大家必须要分工合作的。
Each and every one of us must be able to share duties.
这个肩带上两块宝石，一块写六个支派，这一块写六个支派，一共十二个支派的名都在他的肩带上面呢。
So the names of the 12 tribes of Israel are engraved on both stones, the two stones. So there will be 6 tribes on each stone.
那我们信徒也应该这样啊。
Therefore, all of our members must do likewise.
第五哦，两块宝石是用两个金槽啊，把它相砍的。
On point five, a setting of gold filigree represents stability and closeness with the Lord.
那个宝石啊，是相砍在啊那个金槽里面的。
And the two stones were fixed in the gold filigree.
表示啊非常稳固，不会掉，不会掉的。
This means that it is securely fixed on the garment. It won't fall away easily.
把它镶起来的。
And it is fixed on it.
非常稳固，得蒙保守。
That is very stable and much preserved.
和主耶稣啊，能够蜜香气啊。
It is like we are sharing the fragrance with our Lord.
这个金草金，我们讲代表信心呐，哈。
And this gold filigree represents the faith.
因着信心啊，能够保守得住，永不摇动啊。
So we are able to be stable because of our faith.
那并且啊，这两个金草啊，还用两条金链啊把它连起来的。
And then between the two gold filigree, there were two chains to hold them together.
二常常是这个搭配的哈，这个合作了啊，同工了啊。
This means a collaboration and cooperation.
那这里是提到表示啊，神的慈爱的绳索啊。
And this
绳索爱神啊，紧紧的把我们系住啊。
This also represents God's mercy and love that tightly bound to us.
因为主耶稣爱的保守，让我们永远不离开主。
And because of preservation and protection of the Lord, that we will never depart the Lord.
当然，这两条金链也指着真理圣灵了哈。
And of course, the two chains also represents the truth and also Holy Spirit.
靠着真理圣灵来保守住啊。
And we are preserved by the Holy Spirit and the truth.
所以我们对啊，这个在箴言二十七章那边哈，二十三节到二十七节提到，我们应该要详细知道羊的景况。
Therefore, in Psalm chapter 27, from verses 27 to 28.
这个我们看一下好了。
It says we must always know the surroundings of the sheep.
箴言二十七章二十三节。
Excuse me, Proverbs chapter 27.
到二十七节。
二十三节到二十七节。
对。
Verses 23 to 27.
这里提到你要详细知道羊群的景况，留心料理你的牛群啊。因为资财不能拥有，冠冕岂能存到万代呢？甘草割去，嫩草发出，山上的菜蔬也被收敛啊。羊羔之毛是为你做衣服，山羊是为你做田地的价值，并有母山羊的奶够你吃。也够你的家眷吃，并且呀，够养育你的婢女啊。我们如果能够好好的详细照顾我们的羊群牛群。
So if we could take good care of our herds,
我们就能够从工作中啊来得到果效。
Then in our work, we're able to receive the fruit.
啊，这里说资财不能啊拥有。
So here it says, for riches do not endure forever.
世上一切的荣耀啊，得到的尊荣也不能存到万代。
And then the crown is not secure for all generations.
哎，啊，就好像甘草割去，嫩草发出，山上的菜蔬也都要被收敛啊。
It is like the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered then.
一个详细啊啊，这个留心照料啊。牛群羊群的得了，这里说羊羔的毛要做你的衣服。
So for the one who has taken good cares of the flocks and herds, they will be just like the lambs will provide you with clothing.
啊，信徒就是我们的装饰。
And the members are our ornaments.
哎，保罗说，信徒就是我的喜乐。
Paul said that the believers are my joy.
我们看到每一位信徒好像羊被照顾得肥肥壮壮的，哇，毛色非常啊亮丽，很漂亮啊！这个牧人就感到最大的安慰，最大的喜乐。
The shepherd will be utmost joyful if to see his herds and flocks that are so well fed and clean and well groomed.
山羊呢嘛，要做你的衣服啊啊！他们的信徒的这个症状啊啊信德就是工人的这个荣耀的。
So to say that the lambs will provide you with clothing, it is a means that their deeds and action will be your glory.
啊，一个老师把这个牛头班的学生通通带好起来，哇，个个都非常啊啊有成就。哎，这个老师啊就是。最有荣耀，好像山羊的毛就做了你的衣服一样啊。
If a teacher is able to turn around a class of misbehaved students, then he is like someone who's able to turn the lambs into a clothing.
山羊是为做田地的价值，哎，那就是你的工作成效了。
So the goat will be used to plow the field, and in turn that you receive harvest.
也就是你的啊劳苦并没有白费的啊，成为你的价值的。
That means to say that all that you have toiled for will be worth it.
并且啊，山羊的啊母山羊的奶要够你吃，哎。
And also you will have plenty of goat's milk.
啊。做父母的辛辛苦苦养育儿女，哎，养育儿女长大了，哎，还不报恩呐、啊，啊，这个时候做妈妈的就享受啊，为儿女所付出的牺牲了。
Many times we find people who have forgotten about the toil and also the love that the parent has for the children, for nurturing and bringing them up.
啊，没有信主的人也许想啊。我辛辛苦苦养育孩子啊，失望了。
For a non-believer, if they were to see their children not remembering the hardships they have gone for their children, they will be very disappointed.
我们为主啊所付出的代价，照顾的这些羊群，不会让我们失望。哎，这个母山羊啊，跟奶是够你吃的，让你得到饱足。
Yes, and the efforts that we put into taking care of the sheep and the flocks and herds will be remembered by the Lord, just like that we will receive plenty of goat's milk to feed ourselves and our family.
啊，这个我们传道人感受最深了，看到信徒大家热心爱主啊，灵性啊啊刚强，哇，生活充满着喜乐平安，这个真的传道人呢就感到心满意足了，最大的满足啊。就是看见工作的果效。
And as preacher, I often have this feeling, that once I see that the sheep are been taken good care of, I'll feel very joyful.
啊， 确实，我们为了神的圣功，虽然我们必须要劳碌啊，要劳苦。
Even though to work for the Lord, we must toil.
但是为主所做的工绝对不落空。
But the work that you have done for the Lord will not be in vain.
工作的果效必随着我们。
And the effect of such a work will follow you.
做工的得工价乃是应当的。
And for those who work and receive wages, this is natural.
只要我们工作的态度正确。
As long as we have the correct attitude in our working for the Lord.
你所做的工，神必给你工价，有这给你得到工作的果效，享受工作的果效。
And all the work of your for the Lord will be compensated with wage.
啊，所以我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间，大家也应该要不断的互相关怀。
Therefore, among brothers and sisters, we must always pieces.
这个胸牌又称为决断的胸牌。
And the breastpiece also known as a breastpiece of judgment.
胸这里有提到是身上的中心。
And the breast is the center of the body.
是最重要、最温暖的地方。
And it is the source of warmth and also the most vital part of the body.
是胸表示爱的意思了哈。
And the breast also symbolizing a love.
这个胸牌是四方形的。
And this breast piece is square in shape.
表示基督的爱普及四方，神爱世上万民。
And it signifies the love of Christ is universal and open to all four directions.
保罗也曾经说，神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And Paul has ever said that the love of the Lord is so immense, it is so deep, so high, and so wide.
如果长阔高深，就不只是四方形，是立体形的。
And if it is so wide and so high and so long or so deep, this is three-dimensional.
基督的爱这个长阔高深也让我们可以思考很多道理的。
And the height, depth, and the width of the love of God, it is a good lesson for all of us.
神的爱最长。
And the love of Christ is the longest.
我们还没有出生，创造以前，神已经拣选了我们了。
Even prior to the creation of us,we have been chosen.
死后他还要爱我们，让我们再进入天国。神的爱最长的了。
And after we die, we will enter into His heaven, and that is out of God's love that we are chosen to be there.
长指着时间。
And the length represents time.
阔指着范围。
And the width represents the perimeter.
肉体爱我们这个灵性。
And God loves each and everyone's spirituality.
神今生爱我们，来世也爱我们。
God not only loves the life that we're in right now, He also loves our life to come.
不管属灵的、属肉的、肉体的、心灵的他通通让我们得到他的，感受到他的爱。
Regardless, it is of the mind, of the soul, of your flesh, or of your spirit, he is able to feel our needs.
人父母有时候都感受到对儿女的爱是无微不至的范围最广最阔。
Many of times, parents can feel their immense love for their children.
高指着品质，神的爱是最高尚。
And the height represents the quality and the nature of God's love.
神给我们的爱完全是付出，而不是回应，不是因为你我们爱他，所以他爱我们。
And the love of God is to be given, not to ask anything in return.
也不是因为我们可爱，他才爱我们。
It is not because that we are lovable, so He loves us.
不可爱，做罪人的时候，他爱我们，实在这种爱品质是最高尚的。
And His love is so immense that, because we are chosen even when we're sinners.
深指着程度。
And the depth means the extent.
神爱我们，爱到宁愿为我们死，甚至死在十字架上。哇，他的爱多深呐！
And the love of God is so much till the extent that He wanted to die for all of us on the cross.
我们的爱有时候太肤浅。
Many of time we find ourselves very shallow in our love.
我们的爱有时候范围太窄了。
And we often find our love is so narrow.
我只是爱他的肉体，我只是爱他的物质，我只是爱他的某某部分。
And we are very selective about the things that we love about people.
真的是爱太短处了。
And that is the narrowness of our love.
世界上最长的爱就是父母的爱。
And the longest love in this world to be, it is the love of parents.
九十几岁的妈妈还对七十几岁的儿子说：“你有没有穿暖和一点啊？”
And even the 90-year-old mother will try to ask his 70-year-old son to put on more clothes in chilly weather.
父母的爱最长。
And the love of parents are the longest in this world.
也是几十年就没有了。
But however, that kind of love only lasts 10 some years.
神的爱是永永远远，从以前到将来都爱我们。
And the love of the Lord is eternal. It existed in the past, the present, and it will be also in the future.
所以我们啊，要知道这个胸怀是四方的啊。
Therefore, we know that this breast piece is square in shape.
我们应该要爱每一个人。
We must love each and every one.
不只是爱我的亲人而已。
Not only we love our relatives.
不只是爱我的弟兄姐妹而已。
Not only love our own brothers and sisters or siblings. 没
信主的外邦人，我们也要爱他，关心他灵魂，带领他来归主。
Even those non-believers, we must love them, try to bring them to the Lord.
我们爱人啊，不要单单爱那爱我们的人。
When we try to love someone, not to only love the one that we love.
他爱我吗？我就爱他啦。
Excuse me, not to love the one who loves us.
我不是一个忘恩负义的人啊。
And sometimes we find that when someone loves us, then we will try to repay our love for them.
那这种爱是附会。
And I can say that this kind of love is only a mere exchange of love.
甚至有的爱是有条件的。
And that kind of love is conditional.
因为他可爱嘛，所以我就爱他嘛。
And because this one perhaps is, you feel that the person is lovable, so you love the person.
他已经不可爱了，没有我爱的条件了，我不爱他了，这个人啊，不值得爱了。
And if you don't find any trace of this person that is lovable by you, probably you will try to skip this person.
主耶稣是在我们不可爱的时候爱我们的。
We must know that Jesus has loved us when we are so unlovable.
所以这都给我们很多的该学习的教训。
And the Bible has given us so many things to learn.
所以有时候我们嘴巴谈爱，什么叫爱心？爱心讲得很快，有的爱心都挂在胸前呢。有些女人啊，项链坠子就是一个爱心啊，爱心是挂在胸前的。
Many of times we find ourselves we only paying lip service of love. We often find some ladies they wear necklaces having the word love.
爱心是挂在嘴巴的。
And some people they just pay lip service.
真的，当他需要爱的时候，我们是肯不肯付出给他？
But if we were to test ourselves, are we really able to give our love when the person is in need?
爱心是要有行为的。
And love requires action.
我们再看第三。
Let's go on to the third point.
胸牌的前面啊，有四行宝石。
And there are four rows of stones.
每行三块。
And each row has three stones.
就刻着以色列十二个支派的名字
，which is engraved with the names of the 12 tribes。
这里是指着表示信徒是主耶稣所宝贵所爱的。
And this signifies the believers are precious ones of of God.
这个宝石闪闪发光，极其美丽。
And the gem, stones sparkle and are beautiful.
所以信徒应当要发光，显出他属灵之美来。
Therefore, as believers, we must shine for the Lord.
第四。
And the fourth point.
亚伦进圣所的时候要带上刻有十二个支派名字的胸牌。
When Aaron,
在面前来做纪念。
When Aaron entered the holy place, bearing the name of the sons of Israel, in the breastpiece of judgment upon his heart, in bringing them to the to be remembered by the Lord.
表示我们每位信徒时时刻刻都在主耶稣的放在他的心上不断的来纪念我们，关怀我们
And this symbolizes the Lord will always have mercy and compassion for all of us.
不断的为我们代求。
And he continues to intercede for each and every one of us.
那我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也应该在我们胸前有胸牌，纪念的不只是我的丈夫、我的太太、我的儿子而已
Shouldn't we, as brothers and sisters, wear a breastpiece in front of our chest, that which not only remembering our own relatives and friends?
胸牌是啊。刻着以色列十二支派的名字。
In addition, that breastplate or breastpiece that we wear must engrave with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
我们应该关心每一位弟兄姐妹。
We must be concerned about each and every one of us.
有一次我去访问一位老姐妹。
There was once I visited an elderly sister.
他已经卧床很久了。
She has been lying on the bed for a long time.
每次有传道人去访问，他就说：“传道，帮我祷告，叫主耶稣赶快把我带回去。”
Every time when I visited her, she always asked me to pray for her so that the Lord will take her back into heaven sooner.
因为他觉得他活得很痛苦。
Because she thought that she is living in agony.
活得给家人变成拖累。
And her existence has brought much pain to the family as well.
我说你该回去的时候，主耶稣就会带你回去了。
But I told her that when the time for you to return to the Lord, the Lord will bring you back.
说传道，我活着没有用啊。
And she
我
said,
我躺在整天躺在床上，又不能做什么。
And she said, I'm a useless person because I'm always at sick bay.
还要麻烦你们常常来帮我祷告。
And I often have to trouble all of you to come and pray for me.
还拖累我的这些孩子要服侍我。
And also I have trouble my children to take care of me.
主耶稣怎么还留下我这个没有用的人呢？
And how come Jesus still want to keep me, keep such a useless person like me in this world?
我告诉他。
And then I told her.
如果你没有用，主耶稣早就把你带回去了。
And I told her, if you are useless, you could have been taken by the Lord long ago.
你的工作还没完。
Your work is not finished yet.
是不是我受折磨磨的还不够，还要一直苦下去？
And then she said, haven't I gone through enough of the hardship and also sufferings?
不然我整天躺在床上，我还能做什么？
Otherwise, I can only lie on the bed. What else can I do anyway?
我说老姐妹啊，感谢主了，你讲话还有力气呢。
And I told this elderly sister that, well, thank the Lord that you're still able to talk loudly.
你会不会祷告？
And I asked her, are you able to pray?
祷告当然会咯，她从小就信了耶稣，还不会祷告。
And she replied, of course I can pray. I believe in the Lord since I was young.
我说你会祷告，你就可以做圣工了。
And I told her that since you can pray, you can work for the Lord this way.
使徒时代教会怎么建立起来的？
And do you know how the apostolic church established in the olden days?
就靠着祷告。
It is established by prayers.
你看当时门徒 同心合意恒切祷告。
And we have found that the members at that time, they pray in oneness.
神的灵充满在他们当中。
And the Spirit of the Lord worked within them.
教会满得上头来的能力。
And the church is filled with the power that from the above.
使徒时代的教会就这样建立起来。
And that's how the apostolic churches are founded.
啊，人没有进什么，没有做什么事。
And the human effort did not contribute much to it.
当时他们所能够做的就祷告。
At that time, the only one thing they could do is prayer.
哇，这个老姐妹很聪明啊！她虽然卧病在床啊，脑筋没有失啊，这个脑筋没有退化。
And then I found that this elderly sister is actually very intelligent. Even though she lie on the bed, she's still quite clear conscious.
啊，这个老姐妹脑筋反应很快嘞。
And she is very responsive.
她马上跟我讲，好，传道你不用讲，我知道了，我知道，我知道该怎么做了。
And then she told me that, well, I understand what you're trying to say. I will do what you said.
啊，过一段时间我再去访问她，去帮她祷告。
And after some times, I went visited her and also prayed for her.
她一开口就跟我说，传道，我现在好忙哎。
And the first thing that she said to me that, oh, a preacher, I'm very busy right now.
说你躺在床上，你不是连下床都。都很难吗？那你忙什么
？And I asked her, "Aren't you lying on the bed? What else can you do on the bed anyway?"
她说：“哎，传道，你忘记了？你不是教我祷告吗
？”And in return, she replied, "Didn't you ask me to pray?"
我说：“是啊，那你有没有祷告
？”And then I asked her, "Did you pray?"
有啊，你回去之后我就天天祷告了。
And she said, "Yes, after you left, I prayed every day."
我就是忙着祷告。
And I'm busy over praying.
我学丹尼里一天三次祷告。
And I imitated Daniel to pray three times a day.
但是我觉得不够。
But I felt that it's insufficient.
因为我晚上有时候还要吃点心，所以要祷告四次。
At late night, I often have to take some snack. So I have to pray for the fourth time in the day.
我说你怎么祷告
？And I asked her, "How did you pray?"
她说我先为我自己祷告。
And then I said, "I first pray for myself."
因为主耶稣说要爱人如己，不会爱自己的就不会爱别人。
Because the Lord said that we must love others. Just like we loving ourselves.
我们常常以为我们最爱自己，其实我们最不爱自己。
Often time we think that we love ourselves the most, but that is not true.
有时候我们以为啊，我放纵肉体情欲，骄养我的心，我就是很爱自己，其实啊，是糟蹋自己。
Sometimes we have we have ourselves indulging in our fleshly desire, and we thought that is a kind of a way of freeing ourselves, but that is not true.
有时候别人啊啊、刺激我啊，说我什么，让我感到心里很痛苦，哎啊，我就真的越想越气，哎。你就是在糟蹋自己，别人教给你痛苦，你都不爱自己，你又让自己更痛苦啊！气得晚上不能睡觉，饭吃不下，你有爱你自己啊
？And sometimes we're so enraged over the words that others or the complaints of others against us, and sometimes we just couldn't sleep at night over the words that people said. And are we consider that we love ourselves in this situation?
你自己都不爱自己，你还怪别人不爱你呀、
啊、？If you don't even love yourself, how can you blame others not loving you?
哎，这个老姐妹很有道理、啊。
And this there is some relevance to what this sister has said.
所以她先为自己祷告。
So first, she prayed for herself.
因为她年纪大了，身体又不好，躺在床上啊，所以她不断的。啊，为自己祷告，求主耶稣啊，怜悯他，让他的灵修一天比一天完全。
So she continually pray for herself that because she is at old age and also lying on the bed, so she asked the Lord to take care of her every day.
虽然躺在床上好像不会去犯什么罪, 但是她说她天天犯罪。
Even though lying on the bed, it seems that the person is not able to commit any sin at all. But she said that she is committing sin every day.
因为身上有病, 身体不舒服, 情绪就不好, 这个孩子啊, 对他服侍的不周全, 他就骂他们, 枉费我以前为你们这么劳苦, 现在需要你们照顾, 你们就不甘心了,
so she got very emotional at times when she found that her children is not taking care of her properly. So she will rebuke them loudly.
她说,传道,你知道吗?我懂得为自己祷告之后啊,才知道,哎呀,我常常都是无理取闹啊, 孩子很辛苦啊,还要上班啊, 还要做家事, 回来还要照顾我啊, 我还嫌他这个不好,那个不好哎。
And she then asked, she then told me, do you know, preacher, after I know how to pray for myself, then I realized that I began to think about how busy my children are. They have to work in the day, and then they have to do house chores at night, and then they have to spare time to take care of me. In fact, they have gone through a lot with me.
所以有时候啊, 还埋怨主耶稣呢,怎么不把我带回去,还要让我受折磨?
And sometimes I even complain against God for not bringing me, taking me back to Him earlier. And that is a way of committing sin by tongue.
他为了自己祷告之后,就为孩子祷告,孙子祷告。
So after knowing to pray for herself, then she prayed for her children. And she asked the preservation of the Lord so that they are able to dwell within Christ. So that they are able to serve the Lord zealously.
我也为教会祷告了,传道我也为你祷告了。
And do you know that I pray for the church as well as you?
因为你们啊, 在前线打仗, 就直接跟魔鬼征战呢, 啊, 魔鬼很厉害, 我都对你祷告啊, 求主耶稣保守你, 赐给你力量啊。
Because preachers are the frontiers of the church that they have to fight against devil.
啊, 我很感动啊, 抱住他, 谢谢, 谢谢啊。
And then I was so touched by what she said.
啊, 就是你不断为我祷告, 我才一直, 啊, 在主的爱中啊。
It is because of prayer that I'm able to be preserved in the Lord.
啊, 他为教会每一个长老执事负责人祷告, 这些工作人员祷告。
So she prayed for each and every elder, deacon, preachers, and brothers and sisters.
他是一个老信徒, 所以教会每一个人他都认识。
And she's a long-time believer, so she knows everyone in the church.
哎, 教会有分区, 他一区一区的, 这一区里面一个一个为他们祷告，就好像胸上的胸牌写着以色列十二支派的名字，他就指明一个一个名字念了，帮他们祷告啊。So
she knows every single brother sisters living in a certain region. So she will pray region by region and each brothers and sisters within the region. So it's just like bearing the breast piece that has the name of the tribe of Israel engraved on it.
特别那些, 啊, 身体有病痛的, 灵性软弱的, 哎, 迷失的, 我更要为他们祷告啊。
Especially those who have lost themselves spiritually and those who are suffering in afflictions, I have to pray for them even more.
啊, 还要为那些慕道者祷告。
And also to pray for those truth seekers.
传道我也为国家祷告呢。
Do you know that I pray for my my country also?
要为那在上的君王祷告，我们呐有一个自由的信仰，我们才能够虔诚度日的保守信仰呢。
And do you know by praying for the government or the ruler of our country, so that we will be granted the freedom and also peace to worship God?
我说你祷告这么多，那你一次祷告要多久？
And then I asked her, well, you have prayed for so many persons, how much time you spend praying?
她说一次两个钟头不大够啊。
And she said that, well, each prayer I spend about 2 hours, I don't think that is enough.
哇，那你一天祷告四次就超过八个钟头，比别人上班的啊时间还长，难怪你那么忙那么辛苦哦。
And then I told her that, well, since you pray 2 hours each time, and then you pray 4 times a day, so that is more than a typical work day of, for a person. It's no wonder you are so busy.
啊，所以我常常勉励那些躺在床上啊长久病痛的同仁，学会祷告最好。
Therefore, I often
感到无聊啊，还可以灵修，还可以啊做圣工啊。
Therefore, I often encourage those brothers and sisters who are sick, in bed, to pray so that they can work for the Lord.
你学会祷告，你就不会埋怨神啦，知道凡事要感谢啦。
Once you learn how to pray, you will give thanks to the Lord instead of complaints.
啊，就不会闹情绪、闹脾气了啊。
You will not become emotional when you think about the sufferings that you are going through.
学会祷告，你就懂得去关心别人，你就生发爱心了。
And you have if you have the skill of prayer, then you are able to pray for others.
我们的心中是不是放有胸牌没有？
And on our breasts, are we having a breast piece?
我的心中是写着以色列支派十二支派的名字呢，还是写着房子车子？
And on our breastplate, is it engraved with the names of the 12 tribes, or is engraved with houses, cars, and some of the luxuries?
不过感谢主了，大概很多做父母的，我的里面啊，都是我的儿子、孩子、孙子。
And I know that a lot of members probably have their names, the names of their children on their breast piece.
我们的胸牌写刻着什么？
So what is engraved on our breast piece?
是刻的，刻进去的啊，擦不掉的。
And it is engraved and set in on the breast piece.
啊，莫道。
That's pretty solid.